Podcasting 2.0 for August 19th, 2022, episode 98. It's a Girl Friday. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to Podcasting 2.0, the one and only official board meeting of Podcasting 2.0, the progression of podcasting. Hey, you know, maybe we'll change things by the time we hit 20. Everything happening at podcastindex.org, the namespace, which we'll be talking about today, and, of course, everything that goes on at podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man who put the V in value for value. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones.
I told our top secret guest, as we were getting ready to launch, I said, you know, usually the way this happens, you did a pre-show go to the little podcaster's room, and yes. I said, okay, usually how this happens is when Adam goes into the intro, I'm furiously typing and trying to post these things to Twitter and Mastodon all at the same time. But this time I'm going to be all calm and I'm going to get it done.
Be set up and good.
Stress-free.
Yeah. And then what happened?
I'm currently right in the middle of furiously typing and trying to post this thing to the message.
Oh, indeed.
We did. Did you look at the clips? Did you get my clips?
I got your clips. I never look at anybody's clips.
You didn't. No. You didn't look at the names or anything.
Yeah, I looked at the names and I saw something that I saw previously, but otherwise, no. I have no idea.
You need to. Take special attention to the ISO.
Yes.
I believe there's two of them.
Yes. The fruit one.
There's that one. There's another one because I had to go to the defense of another chicken from a hawk this morning.
Oh, no.
In the backyard.
Wait a minute. Are you down to one chicken at this point?
No, I saved this one's life.
Woo.
I literally saved this chicken's life.
You the man.
I'm fixing coffee, and I hear all this nuts in the backyard, and I know the sound this time. You know how, do you remember when you had
chickens?
When you had your kid? No, not chicken. Do you remember when you had your kids? Your kid and you.
I've spent several years trying to forget, but okay, if you want to bring me back to that pain, yes.
Little
I still
infant.
Have them. I still have. Oh, little infant. Oh, okay.
Infant Christina.
30 years ago. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you could always tell as the parent, you could tell the difference between a.
Oh yeah, something that's
I'm
real.
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah,
cry.
Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it is with chickens. You can tell hawk distress versus.
Yeah, just by the sound. Sure.
Mm-hmm, versus an egg is coming out distress and
yeah
like and I hear hawk distress and I ran out there, man, and this hawk was standing on top of the chicken.
Oh no.
And the chicken was just like I'm
a hawk,
okay, it's
a
over.
Hawk now a hawk can mess with you.
This hawk was about a foot tall, 12 inches. Yeah.
Damn, and it went pew pew. It was a special hawk.
It's a boostergram hawk.
Hold on a second. This is cool. Hold on.
That's what I should have done. I should have brought. I need
pew,
to have
pew.
The bullet,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
The pellet rifle by the back door. Yeah, this chicken was so sad, though. I mean, like I saw the hawk standing on it. Like, you could look at his face, and it's like.
Hey,
and it's like it's over. It's over. Done. I'm done.
And now, you already struck at him?
I don't know what he did, but I went out there and and clapped my hands, and he flew off, and then the chicken jumped up and ran under the deck. So,
oh, okay. Oh man,
he's good to go. Chicken's
wow.
good to go.
Dave Jones, savior of chickens everywhere.
Yeah, our yard has evidently become known as amongst hawks as the place to get fresh chicken nuggets.
I was just about to say, it's like cafeteria. Come on, guys, it's good here. It's good. Yeah,
meat and three, right here.
Well, I had a very late night myself. Not fighting with hawks. I did learn a lot about LND last night.
Yeah, I was such a douche. You were clearly dealing with something, and I just went to bed.
And so everyone went to bed. I was so. Let me explain the problem. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, Podcast Index is not routing to my node at home, And that's kind of my monitor, you know, so I have, it's like a 1% split of a lot of different shows just so I can see the boostograms, et cetera. It's not routing anymore. Now I have channels. I can key send from the index to my node. All of that works. And I'm just like, what is going on here? And so, you know, I had 3 or 4 channels. I had this mysterious channel for something called Justin Trudeau, which has just been sitting there for a while, but has been sending sats.
Is it him? Is it actually him?
I don't know, but Justin Trudeau's node is connected to a lot of podcasting 2.0 stuff. And and I have to be honest, the name really turned me off. So, you know, so I'm messing with all this. I'm like, all right, let me close these channels. Let me get rid of that fucking Justin Trudeau stuff. Well, then nothing came through. Boost wouldn't come through. So apparently the Justin Trudeau channel had been providing me with at least some boostograms for quite a while, and the podcast index channels were doing nothing. And then as right. I'm looking around, I'm seeing that there's different channels across the board some that we've opened to other nodes that have this similar problem. It's like, okay, let me see what's going on. So I really can't figure it out. I do not know what's happening. Now, of course, I've updated my Umbral. We've updated the podcast index node. Everyone's running on LND 15.01/beta up your butt. Who knows what that is? It could be anywhere at this point. So I ping Graham. And this is now 9:30. I'm not getting boost. I'm not getting streaming sats, nothing.
For those people that don't know Graham, he doesn't sleep. He's made of metal and voodoo. I mean, he's just like at any time of the night he responds.
At 11:15, he cut out. He's like, man, I was up really late last night. I gotta hit the hay. I'm gonna make mistakes. Okay, it's all right. But we did figure out a couple things, and one is that none of my channels were syncing to any. To any other channels, so my node wasn't syncing to any other node through a channel, and it turns out there's a set number channel sync peers, and the default is 3, and apparently our node had none, so that was part of the problem because,
I don't understand. What does this setting or configuration parameter do?
So when you open you have channels that are open. And
right.
The way that your node tells the rest of the world what channels you have open is by an update to the graph. And the graph itself works through the peers. So when your node starts up, by default, it selects 3 peers. I don't know what criteria. I'm sure that it has some. And it then syncs your graph with that peer. And then that peer supposedly will sync with it. You know, so that's kind of how the graph gets out there.
It's the gossip. It's the way it gossips.
The gossip. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Now, meanwhile, I'm looking at the logs and I'm trying to find out why are these sats not coming through? And this is this was very educational for me. The way developers sometimes communicate through logs.
Or lack thereof.
Well, so I would get these error messages consistently, which to me meant, okay, it's trying to send me one sat or something. And it would say, can't re-forward insufficient bandwidth to forward HTLC. So I kind of understand the HTLC and forwarding that, and that's no way to decipher where it's trying to forward to. But insufficient bandwidth?
So yeah, that's a weird term.
So the first thing I do is I'm like, oh, maybe my node popped on the Starlink, and I'm looking at bandwidth, right? I'm like, maybe Tor is under attack. Graham said that too. You know, there's been some DDoS on Tor, so it's like, well, maybe somehow my node came back up and switched to, you know, the satellite network, and maybe that's the problem. So it took me a good 45 minutes before I was able to find in some GitHub issue. No, this is just how we report when there's not enough liquidity to get to wherever it's supposed to forward, considering, payment, fees, et cetera.
So okay, this is a terrible...
Very bad.
Terrible way to describe... The word choice here is typical developer complete garbage. Like, that term should never have been used for that description.
But I can also see
in building the Lightning Network, and I can see Adam and Dave fucking around building this, and then be like, hey man, it's just like the old peering of bandwidth, you know. So we'll just look at it as bandwidth, not as value, you know. I don't know. I can see how that happened, but down the road, yeah, you know, you exactly. I would have said this is a great name, and then you would have gone, no. Let's not do that. So basically, any channels that were created when these peers were not syncing never got synced to the graph and were acting kind of as just private channels because no one knew about them. And apparently LND does not go back later and say, hey, let me check and make sure that everyone's communicated to the graph.
Right.
It took me a long time to close and open channels and make sure that they were showing up on AMBOSS. And then we finally got it working. As you can hear, there's many pew pews coming through. So, and once again, I'm amazed that any of this shit works at all.
Same. So you had sent me, this is related in terms of terminology. You had sent me a document about Lightning Node Connect.
Yeah.
A week ago or so, mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I had written in my notes, we didn't talk about it at the time on the last show, but I'd written in my notes this. This type of language in a spec is infuriating. And here's the quote. This is from the spec for Lightning Node Connect. Lightning Node Connect is a protocol that allows a node operator to safely and easily connect a web or mobile application. LNC does not require the node to expose any ports. Instead, the application and the node are connected through a proxy server called the mailbox. The connection between node and application are end-to-end encrypted. Okay. From that wording, do you have any idea of what this thing does?
No, I have no clue.
No, I don't either.
I don't even remember what I sent you. I know it was something that I liked, but I don't think I read the specs or anything. I think I just read like the marketing doc.
This is the top line paragraph of the intro. This is the thesis.
Then why did I even send that to you? Why did I send that to you?
I mean, what's an operator? What does that mean? Is that me? Because I mean, is that a human being? Because I can't connect to some mobile application. Why is it allowing the operator to connect? I don't know what this means.
I don't know.
Developers should not write documentation or logs.
Yet, seems like you're very good at it.
Yeah, well, I'm the exception.
Well, speaking of documentation, I'm very pleased that James Cridland heard the call, took up the challenge, and started building the podcast namespace.org.
Mm-hmm. All very green.
He did exactly what I hoped would be done, is take whatever branding, make it your own, you know, make sure it's all connected, you know, don't try and make an island. And he seems to make it open to have people jump in. I don't know if he has collaborators yet, if people offered to help, because that's going to take some time to fill all that out, man. There's a lot of writing to be done and a lot of work.
Let's go to edit this website, which is a GitHub repository, and
edit this website.
Yeah. And let's see what the commits are.
Oh,
every single commit is James Cridland, so nobody is helping with this website yet.
Okay, well, that's not cool, people.
James, but James has about 5,000 commits here, so he's
holy crap.
He's doing the Lord's work. That's for sure.
Yeah, what's up?
It is James Crid. It's github.com/JamesCridland/podcastnamespace.org. If anybody wants to go and pitch in,
well, you can't just go to podcastnamespace.org?
Yeah, and then you can click on the edit this website at the very bottom left.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that will take you to the GitHub repo.
Yeah, I like this a lot. I like it a lot.
Can you tell me, because James was saying this morning that as part of trying to find example screenshots and stuff like that for these tags, he was trying to find, as is, you know, based on the news today, obvious why. He's trying to find examples of transcripts on various apps and see screenshots and demo videos. Mm-hmm. Do we know if Podcast Addict does transcripts, because I could have sworn that it did.
I think I have it. I think I have Podcast Addict, don't I?
Is it? It's showing transcript in the supported tag list on the site, but he said he couldn't. He couldn't get it to work, and I don't have an Android phone, so I don't know how to test it.
I do have an Android phone. Let me test. I will. In fact, I will test one with episodes. Let me test this one. Let me see. visit. No, that's the show notes. Okay, hold on a second. Unnecessary. The latest from. Now let me see.
Here's something. Okay. Here's something that we need to talk about with James. He doesn't have transcripts in his own shows.
No, I thought he did. I think Podland has. Not Pod News, Podland. No, I'm pretty sure Podland has transcripts. I think so. Don't they come out of Buzzsprout automatically?
No, you got to do it. I think it's an extra step.
Feed. Oh, you're looking at the feed? Well, I'm not going to argue with that. If you're looking at the feed, then I'm going to be
quiet.
Well,
I'm opening it right now.
You're not looking at the feed. Yeah. You lie. White man speak with forked tongue. Let me see.
Here it is. Okay. We're both right.
How can that be?
They did not have any transcripts up until the last two episodes are the first ones that have transcripts.
Yeah. Okay.
So the first 90s episodes did not have.
So let me say something about transcripts.
Okay.
Because the news is there was a lawsuit against, I think, SiriusXM, who own, what do they own? Sirius Podcast One, XM, whatever they have.
Pandora. Don't they own Pandora?
Right, but they have a podcast. What did they buy? They Podbean. They bought something. Anyway, so they got a lot of shows, high-end talent, etc.
Okay.
So someone, and I happen to know a lot about this. I know a lot about the American with Disabilities Act. I know all the ins and outs, dealt with it in many different versions. My wife has dealt with it, and all positive, because the bottom line is complying with the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act, comes into play when it is something that is a public good. So in the case of the Ronald McDonald House Charities, where Tina worked, whenever they did a video on their website, they had to have not just captions or transcript. It's different, but captions. They also had to have a secondary track that says "Man enters the womb with a blue man enters room with a blue sweater on," that kind of stuff, because that is a public good that the public need to be able to find out about to make use of this facility, even though it's private. It's a private nonprofit.
Okay.
Now, for entertainment shows, I do not see the need for that. Personally, I don't see why not. I mean, let's just put that up front. It makes no sense. It's super easy. There's tons of places you can get it. It makes no sense to just integrate that. Really, right. It's crazy not to do that. However, I do not believe any company should be forced, certainly not, and I think James's words were, big commercial companies should be forced to do anything. If it's under the guidelines of a public thing, then all right, that's different, but it's not just you're a big commercial company. In fact, I really despise that, because the next thing that's going to come down the pike is, even though he jokingly does it, if you're a commercial podcast, every single time you mention someone who sponsors you, you have to say, I'm sponsored by them. That's what this leads to. So I'm not a fan of mandating that just because, you know what I mean? I think the law is fair when it's a public good. We need the same, like we need wheelchair ramps and different bathroom facilities. I'm okay with all that. That makes sense. And that's been argued, and that's been, there's laws about that. But not just because you're big and commercial.
No, I think. I think I would agree with the just because you're big in commercial angle to that. I think the playing field has to be fair across the board. I mean, otherwise you run into a situation where you have just like was in the U.S. for, and I'm sure a lot of other countries for a long time. You had you had Amazon that enjoyed a no state tax, you know, lifestyle, mm-hmm. where they didn't have to pay state taxes. Therefore, there was always an advantage to ordering Amazon versus shopping at your local store, mm-hmm. because the local store had to pay local city and state taxes when Amazon did not. And so it was just basically a huge unfair advantage propping up of a big corporation. I mean, and well, we saw the same thing during the pandemic. You had local mom and pop shops got shut down, you know, in droves, and the only stores that could stay open were Amazon, Walmart,
Target.
There has to be balance in the way the law is applied. Otherwise, you end up with favoritism in one direction or the other. You know, the big companies should not be unfairly punished themselves. Small companies should not be unfairly punished. They should, you know, everybody should be equal under the law. Now, I think the problem here, though, in having to figure that out is what qualifies as a public good, because mm-hmm. we can see this is why case law becomes what it becomes, because
absolutely
when you first publish something like, you know, when you put in an amendment to the U.S. Constitution about interstate commerce or, you know, equal protection, well, they go in meaning one set of things. Well, then eventually they always become, you can morph lots of things to fit the definition of that other, of that original meaning.
Sure.
And then, like, I'm not sure that there's a clear public good seems vague enough to be able to apply a lot of stuff to it. I prefer, like, you know, I mean, maybe it's just my libertarian tendencies here, but I prefer the idea of letting, you could call it the marketplace, but I don't really like that term in this scenario. You could let pressure be applied by people who have an interest. And so, I mean, you know, the lawsuit is one thing, but then also boycotts. Or a long-standing, you know, unions cropped up for this reason in the day. Like, the society will self-correct a lot of things without needing the hand of government to do it. And, you know, and I understand that, you know, there's always going to be counter-arguments to this. I don't really want to get involved in that. But you can see society shifts in lots of ways over time that did not depend on the government to do things. Sometimes, in spite of the government trying to do it, look at marijuana legalization. That never came from government. That purely came. It was ripped from the hands of government by society, and the public said, "We're not going to take this anymore. We want this thing to change, and it's going to change." And
that's how we wind up with 87,000 more IRS agents, because we're so against it. I have definitions for you. Although none of this was written with any online media in mind, and most of it only applies to video, not even to podcasts. I don't think audio has been addressed specifically in any of the law. Captioning or transcripts are required for public entities, including state and local governments of both internal and external communications, and places of public accommodations, which are public or private businesses used by the public at large. Private clubs and religious organizations are exempt. So there's still a lot of wiggle room in there.
Yeah, public or private businesses used by the, you know, society at large. I mean, That
could be Netflix.
Could easily be a podcast app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Apple Podcasts.
But bottom line is, what you said is, these companies who don't do it when they easily can, I mean, certainly we have it on this show, They should just be shamed. I don't have to penalize them. I don't give a shit about that. I don't want that. I despise that part the most.
I think people do not appreciate. I think many people do not appreciate the power of the public social wave. I don't really know what term to use to describe.
No, they care, but only when it's about a celebrity or something else. They do not care. Yeah, no. But trust me on this.
Yeah.
This has been going on for a long time. There's not enough people who care to make noise about this. They don't care. Mm-hmm. Do you hear that, deaf mm-hmm. people? People don't care. People don't care about you. I can't believe I said that. Do you hear that, deaf people?
You'll never be invited onto the deaf podcast again.
Yes, I will. They love me. They love me. Deaf and blind podcasters love me, man. No,
it's just going to take, they're just now getting to this part of the Braille. So
it's not Braille.
How does that even work? If you're actually deaf, you got to have something. You can't listen to a podcast.
That's why you need a transcript.
Oh, duh, because you still got eyeballs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. That's I would say it's more for people who are hard of hearing. But we have so many foreign listeners who love it. It's like, oh, you know, I missed some stuff and I can read along and it kind of helps. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a country that had subtitles. So it's second nature for me and I see only benefit.
The beautiful thing about podcast transcripts, too, is that... like what I was just saying about taking time to catch up, like it is on television or actual Braille, if you have to read Braille, because I evidently don't know the difference between blind people and deaf people.
That's all right.
There's a reason for that, by the way. I'm completely fried from this week, but, podcast transcripts, every example of a podcast app I've seen there that does transcripts, they're like immediate, man. They're Johnny on the spot. It's tracking really good.
Yeah.
With the spoken word.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no delay like there is with closed captions on broadcast television.
No, well, that's real time stuff. And
yeah.
Okay. What else was I going to say here?
Well, I got the idea about, I totally lost my notes here. I brought some clips. I had this may also work into this. If you think at any time we need to stop and bring our guest in, just
let's do some clips and we'll bring our guest in, I think would be appropriate.
Maybe we should bring our guest in first and do clips with the.
Are you sure?
With the guest. Yeah.
She commands a lot of attention.
I'm 100% in favor of this. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Podcasting 2.0 Boardroom, one of the first video value for value podcasters. Hey, it's all right, Brian of London. I know 3Speak was probably before Wood. Also, Dame of the No Agenda Roundtable and friend, please welcome Dame Jennifer.
Hey guys.
There it is. Yeah, we got a full on hey guys. Nice.
I was wondering if I should do the NPR hi.
Well, that would have been actually, let's reintro you. I wanted to just so people know who Dame Jennifer is. She's been around since almost the beginning of this show as well with her perfect jingles.
And now it's time for some hot namespace talk.
There you go. Which we subsequently banned for a while because we felt, there was like no women on the show ever.
Broke that rule.
But now we fixed it. Yes, we fixed it.
Yeah, your ESG score is up by one.
Yeah, you're the token woman on the show.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm white and cis and hetero, so I don't you're give all you any the wrong others.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
But, you're female, so you have woman points.
Yeah, exactly.
You get some points. You get some points for that. You know, I was talking with Tina last night, and it was kind of like, what exactly does Dame Jennifer do? You know, because you have all these talents. You organize regular meetups. You organize meetups for No Agenda. You've organized, I think you do Bitcoin meetups. You are clearly the queen of Charleston. You know, you took such good care of us when we were there, and everybody knows you. It's like, oh, Jennifer. Oh, yeah. And you know, you're fascinating, smart person. And I'm like,
thank you.
What does she do other than jingles, other than videos, you know, this animated No Agenda is, I mean, you were the first I ever saw using this tool. And I mean, you've been, I don't know how many you've produced so far, but it's unbelievable. It's been unbelievable for the show. You know, you do corporate voiceovers. I think you do marketing, you know. And now, do you just have a trust fund and you hang out with people, or do you have a job?
Yeah, according to you, I have an island off the coast of Charleston.
Exactly. Yes, you have that island, and then you just come inland for a bit to hang out with the plebs.
No, I was well married. And my
well married. Well, I like that term.
We were all well married.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that has ended. And so,
is that the same for real? Is that the same as what they used to be called, a kept woman? Were you a kept woman?
No, I just,
no, because I knew you before the divorce.
Yeah. I wasn't, I mean,
you were working.
He owned a small IT services company
on this island.
Yeah, of course. No, this was when we were in Chicago. And I kind of started working in the business, and then I would just pick up. I became kind of a Girl Friday. So these small clients of his,
now it makes so much sense. Okay.
I don't know what this term means. Can you explain to me Girl Friday?
Let me try, and then let's see if that matches up with Jennifer, because I've hired many Girl and Boy Fridays. This makes so much sense in a company. Typically someone who was in early at the formation, at the startup, you know, employee number two or number three. And this is just a person who maybe applied initially to be, like office management or whatever. And they turn out to be so skilled in so, like, from software integration packages to you name it, all kinds of stuff. And so it's kind of like this person is in every meeting. And it's when no one knows what the fuck to do. It's like, hey, do you know how to do it? Don't worry, I'm on it. I'll figure it out.
Gotcha.
Does that kind of match up?
Yeah, absolutely. If there was something that, you know, that a client would throw up against the wall, and if it sounded interesting, I'd figure it out. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I do have some marketing and, yeah, of course, the voiceover, but I also did. I've got certified as a Microsoft Small Business Server Administrator. I
mean, hello.
What?
Hello.
This is all over the map.
Hello.
I was a meeting planner for a long time. I did a huge conference of 7,000 people in New Orleans. Yeah, like, so Girl Friday, it just seems to kind of be the best. So that's why I'm not surprised that people don't know what I do, because, you know, it's kind of Jack or Jill of all trades. And I hate saying that. It does sound cheesy, but it just fits what, yeah.
No, so this just clicked for me, like, oh, okay. Totally makes sense. Well,
yeah.
So we're even more appreciative of the time, talents, and treasure that you put in, of which it's all three, because you charge actual money for the stuff that you're doing for us. You're not just hanging out doing a little bit of podcasting. And by the way, the animated No Agenda, I mean, those are serious productions. That's not just something you throw together. How long does it take you to do each minute worth of work, if you can calculate it that way?
I'm down to, not including listening to every episode twice, I'm down to about 3 hours per minute. Well, you know, you have to listen twice, there was a few months where there was just nothing funny, because I like to bring some humor to it.
Oh, wow.
Bombshell.
Hold on. Okay,
That came out wrong. It was not funny because the humor was in, like...
Hold on, Jennifer. Hold on a second.
Let me dig.
Yeah, you're taking the grave even more.
Right. Never mind. I was going through a divorce and my boyfriend broke up with me. Come on, you guys.
Okay. That's what wasn't funny. Life was not funny at all. Yes.
Life was terrible. No, there were just things were so bleak that I think even the small bits of humor, it was really hard for me to do. But I've gotten it down to about 3 hours per minute. Now that I am kind of, but they're only 3 minutes long. Three and a half is
sure. 9 hours of work.
Yeah.
But there's a sweet spot because we, you know, you can see when people drop off and we can hold them until almost the 3 minute mark, which I think is pretty good. So I enjoy doing the longer ones, but if you're going to lose them at 3 minutes, you know, don't leave the punchline to the end. So
you learned a lot about doing video for sure.
Yeah, it's been really fun. And my third anniversary is your 15th anniversary.
Oh, man. Is that when you did the first one?
Yeah, it was for the 12th anniversary because I was short on cash flow at the time. And I thought, well, I can't contribute treasure. I'm trying to learn this tool. I'm a Girl Friday. Trying to learn this tool for a client. And it suggested starting with an audio clip that was already produced. And my client didn't have her script ready for what she wanted me to work on. So Sharpton had just said gurgles.
Gurgles.
Instead of, and I'm going to say it wrong too, instead of gobbles, he said gurgles.
Gurgles.
And it was like the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And I, you know.
And you put that together and showed that to your client?
Actually, I did. That's what's funny. But I also, sent it to you guys for, you know, like a happy anniversary. Didn't put it on YouTube or anything. And then the views started to go up and I went, what the heck happened? And I saw that Adam, you had tweeted it.
Well, of course.
Oh, wow.
Of course.
Here we go.
Of course.
So have you turned that into a business? So is that part of your business now? Animations and things?
No, it's just a hobby. I did.
Okay.
I've done like three other very small projects for people, but they were friends. So,
The shit blows me away every single time. It really does.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it does. Tina and I, the one thing, well, there's a new A&A. Oh man. Cause you know, that's something we get cause that's new. I don't know what's going to come and you edit these things, you know, you edit out all the non-funny things. In fact, you could have edited out several months worth of non-funny things.
I can't believe I said that. I am you have no idea how red my face is. Oh, thank God this is not video. Don't.
Come on. Dame Jennifer, we're friends. Yeah, you can say anything you want.
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
So now, the minute, I mean, actually very early on, you got this up and running on No Agenda Tube and you got the value for value running. Take us through how that came about and the steps that you went through and just what was your experience as someone who clearly can figure stuff out. But this was new. This is so new.
And you're also one of the first very few people were using value for value with video.
Mm-hmm.
This is instructive.
Except for ThreeSpeak, which of course was there before Wood.
Okay, I keep forgetting. Yes. Okay.
Be careful.
He's going to, the Hive DAO and Brian of London are going to, they're going to take away our donations now. They're going to reject us.
Cut us off.
Yes.
I don't remember the chicken and egg story, and Alex Gates may remember better than I do. But when he created No Agenda Tube, I immediately went there because I had started getting a couple of takedowns on YouTube.
Were you doing? Oh, this was the animated No Agenda?
Yeah.
And, you know why, don't you? You know why I got taken down, don't you?
We were telling the truth.
No, it wasn't funny. It was months and months of not funny. Like, these guys are not funny. Just kidding. Yeah. No, your answer was correct.
I am never going to live that down.
No, I'll stop now. You're right, because we tell the truth. But it also, what you edited is always funny. It's always funny.
Well, that's the goal. Otherwise,
why bother?
I'm trying to bring people to the show, and humor, I think, is the best way to attract people. So Alex was working on No Agenda Tube, and either he started to think about doing his own fork of what is it based on, PeerTube?
Listen to you.
I kind of pick things up. I'm a little bit of a, and, so
do you have a GitHub login?
I, I just re-livened it up. I used to, and then I just got because of the upcoming hackathon. But so he did a ton of work on his fork to make it podcasting 2.0 compatible. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while he would reach out and, you know, tell me to do something or something had changed and, you know, can I check it out? And so anytime I would post on, I call it YouBoob, then I would also put it on a no agenda tube. And then, so first to support video, I think was Podfriend and or CurioCaster. I don't remember who was first of those. And then I think the only one, other one is Podverse, right? That supports video of the new apps.
Podverse does.
Yeah, Podverse, Podfriend, CurioCaster. Fountain does not.
Is there
not.
Another one? Right. And that's what's weird. I get Fountain Sats every once in a while, and I'm like, what are you people doing?
Could
like,
be.
Why are you listening to it on Fountain? Yeah.
So that's interesting.
I guess the audio works. So I guess they're just listening to the audio.
What's the point?
Yeah. Wow. Hey.
You're missing a lot, man. Yeah.
Huh. So Alex just reached out to you because you were uploading stuff on No Agenda Tube. Got it. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
I just love seeing how these things come together. You know, this is such a interesting community.
Yeah, I think. I mean, he gets 100% of the credit of really. I'm sure that at some point I asked him because I'm kind of annoying in that way. Like, hey, you know, they're talking about XYZ on podcasting 2.0. Can we have that? But it was probably already on his roadmap because he always seemed to kind of already have things in mind. So
Alex was born with a plan and every day of his life is just working the plan. That's basically the way it goes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'm only a little bit kidding.
No. Yeah. So that's kind of the history. I would love to see more apps support it, but I know that it's a completely different codec and you have to deal with, all of the different, you know, resolutions and bandwidth and all of that stuff. So I know it's not an easy problem for the
long term. Alternate enclosure will help that. But that's like,
yeah,
I think of any of the tags or any of the future, you know, forward looking things, I really think alternate enclosure is probably the one that is the most far in the future because it's going to just. I think it's complex because now you're dealing with different, like you said, different codecs and things like that. And that's people, even developers don't want to deal with that stuff.
Exactly.
They want to just roll up in there with an MP3 and be done and
right.
You know, go to lunch. So,
yeah.
One day.
I was surprised that the Podverse, that the player they're using for their app, that it somehow is not appropriate to do per minute streaming sats, which is a shame. I know they'll get to it. I didn't realize.
Hmm.
I wonder what that problem is. Anyway, not a big deal. I'm amazed any of this crap works. It's so cool.
Would it be fair to say that? Would it be fair to describe your job as you're a consultant?
Yeah, I mean that's what I call myself on like LinkedIn. And I need new business cards because right now they're like so cringe because I've had them for 10 years and they essentially say jack of all trades.
Yeah, well here's your business card.
Okay.
If you have a company and you want to be successful, hire this woman.
There we go. I like it.
That's your business card right there. I look, you've done so much for me personally, for the show. And then, you know, the minute we were talking about hackathon for podcasting 2.0, who raises their hand?
Me.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So, I'm not a developer.
You clearly have the bona fides. Is that how you say that word? Or is it bona fides?
I think so.
Well,
it depends on if you're from Alabama, it's bona fides.
Bona fides, yeah. Well, you clearly have the bona fides. And so speak for yourself, South Carolina.
Sorry, Dave.
No, I'm saying you've clearly got the skills to consult on this topic. So what are your out of the gate thoughts?
Well, I talked to a good friend of mine who is an entrepreneur, but also a developer, and he has started a few companies. and been successful. And so I said, can you look at that? He's aware of
podcasting. Okay. So those are the things that, see, they, you're like developer. I'm like, check. That's me. Entrepreneur. We started podcast index. Check. That's me. And then you said successful. And I was like, no, okay. That's where it goes south.
Come on.
I have a pen and paper, by the way. I'm writing these down because this is, I mean, you're a consultant. So this is the session. This is the session.
And this is just the first meeting. You know, we're going to have multiple of them.
Right. Okay.
But the.
What?
Well,
what?
You don't have what? To attend, Adam.
Okay, thank you're, you.
Just Dave and I.
Meetings? No, I got into podcasting to avoid meetings. That.
Like, screw this hackathon thing. This is already right. a bad
this
idea.
Is the me- no, this yeah, is my meeting. It. This is my weekly meeting. It's the one meeting I need.
No, you know, I can do this all in writing too. Not to worry. But the one of the first things that he pointed out, because he's aware of what podcasting 2.0 is, but he'd never looked at the code or anything. So I sent him to the GitHub. I sent him to the API documentation and he was like, first things first, where is the high level flow chart?
Ah.
And I went, I'll bring it up. And I assume that I will be on me to create, which is fine. I don't mind it. It'll help me understand.
If you'll create the high level flow chart of podcasting 2.0. Oh my God. That would be astounding.
Create the high level flow chart and then do a pull request on James's podcast namespace.org. And
yeah.
your goal, I mean, like, then you've earned every bit of the zero money that we pay you.
Hey, she's in the split today. We're going to give her a healthy split.
Okay. Oh, okay.
A healthy never split. Mind. Yeah. So boost, people, for Dame Jennifer. Boost.
Yeah, please. Because, you know, if we're trying to encourage developers who are either just involved in Bitcoin, but have not listened to any of these shows, or are just interested in podcasting, but have never listened to your show. Because the only way that I've ever learned anything about what you're doing is via the show.
The podcast.
And we can't expect somebody to go back and listen to 97 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speak for yourself.
I love
college level course.
Well, it is, if they have the time. But I love what James Cridlin's doing. Yeah. I took a look at it the first time that he posted about it on podcastindex.social. So I don't know, a couple of days ago. I haven't looked at it lately. So I'm going to use that. But I also just kind of like the simplicity of your slide deck, Dave, that you gave me the preview
I sent
of.
You that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I like the simplicity of that. Too.
Let me ask you the quick though is this going to be a successful presentation with this using this slide deck?
I always like slides that are clean, simple, and understandable, and that is exactly what you had. I loved how it looked. Right, now cool. I am going to want to listen to the recording just for my own understanding, because I'm going to have to field questions, I'm guessing.
Here's what I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to do my intro. I'm going to do 13 minutes. I'm going to give Dave an extra two. And then Dave is going to start going through the namespace. And he's going to get to block tag, which is number two. And we're going to be out of time.
That is bullshit is what that is. I'm going
have you practiced?
Race through this thing. No, I'm winging it. I already said I'm winging it. I'm not. This the zero practice. No, first time I do it will be the first time I practice.
I'm a former corporate conference planner. Clients were Arthur Anderson and Accenture. No rehearsal doesn't fly. So it's a good thing I am not your meeting planner at Podcast Movement.
So in my day job life, I do presentations on a fairly regular basis.
Oh, so this will be easy for you.
Yeah. And so, and it's all slide based, and I have developed on the fly capabilities that most normal humans do not have. And so I have this in my bag of tricks that I can, speed up and slow down according to what is necessary to get the job done. I have complete and unjustified confidence in my own abilities to get this done.
No, I'm sure it is justified. Are they going to have a countdown clock for you?
I hope so. They better.
But you know, I'm so excited about our session. I'm a little bummed now about, because, you know, new media show was doing something live on stage. And Greenlee reached out to me. Hey, we're going to have Cridlin. Would you want to join? I'm like, yeah, that'd be kind of fun to have James and me together. But now they got like 18 people on stage for 45 minutes. It's like six or 45 minutes. I'm like, that's not productive.
It's too much.
I think it's too much. Maybe I should bow out.
Yeah. Bow out gracefully. You should demur.
All right. So back to the hackathon.
Yes. But beyond the flow chart, the other concern that he had was that it, because I played him the clip, when it first came up in July, and Dave, mm-hmm. you proposed it and you said, no rules, just do something cool.
Yes, it sounds exactly
sounds
like
about right, doesn't it?
And Greg was like, no, you're gonna need to tell these guys what they want, meaning Adam and Dave, you're gonna need to be a little more specific. So I had an idea, and tell me what you think. So we've been talking about pimps for a while.
Specific.
Dave's a note taker.
This is being recorded, Dave. You can go back and listen.
But we have a transcript. You could just read the transcript, Dave. There you go.
Yeah, right. Read the transcript. There you go. So you've been talking about pimps, and I love the idea of mm-hmm. the pimp database. So I wonder if there's not a way of
who doesn't? Somebody, I know, right? It used to be called the Little Black Book. Now it's just the pimp database.
I know, right? So if we were to kind of use the pimp database, I know it sounds ridiculous, as kind of a trial of, these are some ideas that maybe you developers should think about for the hackathon.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you're saying, if I can just try this, you're saying you'd like to develop, whatever that means, the pimp database. We start feeding shit in. That becomes the base for the hackathon.
I think so. I think that we've got to give these guys, and some direction. I hate to say guys,
really,
but it will be primarily men. Let's be honest. But we need to give them some kind of structure, especially if they're coming at this completely new. And if we can also, the other thing that I feel like I need to communicate somehow is, these are the apps that are already utilizing the namespace in these ways. And that's what your slide deck was really helpful. Because you had those screenshots of, here's chapters and here's a screenshot of an app that's already using it. That's something I'm still kind of noodling through, is how do we tell people there are things that they can look at to see how their current implementation is? How could you improve upon it, make it better, do it differently, blah, blah, blah. Make it cool, quote unquote.
Right. So the slide, it sounds like what could happen as a step one is that, after the flow chart, is that the slide deck post talk, we could post the talk if possible, if Podcast Movement would give us permission. Yeah. We could post the talk. And then and then post the slides, and then use that as sort of as some guardrails, and say, okay, here's the tags you have available to you, and the protocols you have available to you. Take these things and then get some inspiration from the talk,
right,
and go and do something along. That's your set of parameters is the things in the talk to get the juices flowing.
Yeah. And then we have the pimps that the community can contribute to of, these are things that I've, seen lacking or would like to see, or, I kind of see pimps maybe coming from listeners and producers, or meaning podcasters, more than current developers, but I could be wrong.
I think that's critically important. At podcasters and listeners have ideas that developers don't think of, and vice versa. It's absolutely. And I would say we have to make sure that it's not just, you know, new tag. We don't necessarily need new tags, but here's all this stuff. Here's all this data. Here's how it's categorized. What can we do with that?
Right.
To create something cool.
Yeah. And, you know, and there are so many other, I mean, I was also thinking, well, would a hosting company want, could we kind of have three different buckets. We could have, we want to do something cool for a listener. We want to do something cool for a podcaster. We want to do something cool for a hosting company. And I'm not sure how much the hosting companies need or want anything. But it was just kind of the third audience that was a potential.
I think they want stuff. I think they definitely want stuff. Because the one thing that hosting companies really want to know is what listeners want. They really want to know that. Because they don't, I mean, they get some feedback, but the feedback really doesn't come from the listener. The feedback always comes from the podcaster. You know, I want to get this. And you don't really have a scenario where a listener is listening to a podcast on Apple Podcast and says, you know, this, it'd be a great idea for this thing to be a part of this podcast, for this feature to be part of this podcast. Let me look up the hosting company and see who this is and go and petition them for this. Like, that doesn't happen. So the podcasters themselves have to communicate that through. So I think the hosting companies definitely want as much input from all parties as possible. They really thrive. Their businesses thrive on feature development and pushing. So I think they would be big fans of that. Yeah.
So how do we get you started with the database? You've already thought about this, of course.
I have, but I wanted to talk it through before I even move too much further forward. But I guess, I mean, I can build something or I can find a tool. I bought a domain and I have a landing page for it that's just super cheesy, so that if you're at Podcast Movement and you run into somebody who might be interested, they at least have a place to go. And it's just, it's pc20hackathon.com.
Oh, okay. PC20.
Nice.
Yeah, 20 the numerals. So that'll be kind of the landing to send people. And I don't know if that's where we host the PIMP database or...
Well, specifically, I'll
need to think through it.
Specifically, do you have any skills with setting up databases?
I used to. I would need to clear some cobwebs.
I don't think we need that. I don't think we need to go to that level. I think because the GitHub repo,
I think that's the way to do it.
One is GitHub.
Yeah. Okay. It's built for stuff like this. And the GitHub, the namespace repo also has a wealth of issues that have already been created in it, of ideas that people had.
True.
Then nobody's picked up and done anything with.
For some reason, I thought you didn't like the way it was being communicated or.
I remember Dave saying that too.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
I do.
I don't like the way this is communicated.
The structure of GitHub with issues or something, you didn't
It wasn't working for you.
It's messy. I mean, it's messy, but I guess what I'm saying is like what I've started doing is when there's, now that we have the PIMP system, whenever a new one is, but like the first one is the verify tag.
Wait, we don't have a PIMP system. Where's the PIMP system?
I was going to say, where is the PIMP system?
Well, the PIMP system is the GitHub, is GitHub projects.
So I started
creating a project for each PIMP.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know this was taking place.
Well, we've not discussed it on the show. We've not discussed this in the board meeting. So what I did with PIMP 2, which is the verify tag, is I put it as a project. And then when you have it as a project,
then you can have comments and shit under that.
You can link issues to it, and you can assign subtasks of the project to different developers and blah, 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 blah. It's just my way of tracking it. So, you know, but I think just a dig through the issues list is probably a great place to start. Just to get brainstorm ideas.
And how do we convert them to PIMPs? Do we just reach out to you or do a pull request? Or I don't know.
You can just put, you know, if somebody sees something, they can put it to me. And I can also spend some time digging through there because I can probably spot things pretty quick. There's a lot of stuff in there that was just like, nah, this is not good. But, I think one thing Adam said was important, that we want it to be clear. You said be specific. And one thing to be specific on is we don't want new tags. We want the existing, we've got two, we're getting way in front of our skis here because we're 18 tags into this thing and a few protocols and we still have, you know, apps that only support one tag.
Right.
So if there was, we don't want new tags. So that's one guardrail. And then, the more general idea is take what's already there, already available
and do something and cool with
that. Build off that.
How about a cool search? You know, there's all kinds of stuff that I can come up with.
Discovery.
You know, yes. Right. Ooh, the elusive discovery. Yes.
I know. That's been talked about. So how would a normie, like a listener who's not going to be on GitHub, should I build something for them to submit to me and then I can transfer them to GitHub, or what do you think?
Well, I think,
I think we should just make a new repo called Hackathon 2022.
Yeah, I think so too.
This is for developers. So developers need to, they'll already know how to do these things.
Right.
To submit issues.
And a hackathon is kind of by default. I mean, it's important that podcasters and listeners are welcome, but it's really a developer thing.
Yeah. And your site, your PC20hackathon.com, that can be the sort of explainer and guardrail setup. And then the big thing, and then you pass them off to the Hackathon 2022 repo.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, you know, we need like an onboarding for people who, heard about it. Sounds interesting, but you know, had the experience that Greg did, which was like, what's going on? Like, I need a flowchart.
What is this flow? Can I ask you about the flowchart? Because what is the flowchart charting?
I don't even want to know. I just want to have it. I want a flowchart.
Well,
what is the chart? What is the flow? What flow is being charted?
So that was one of the things that I need to, and you just reminded me, I made myself a note. I need to ask him for an example of one. And I was going to go to one of his companies and see if his API has a flowchart and just see, you know,
API flowchart.
Is it something? Okay. Right. So that's, I'm not 100% sure, but it was something that was the first thing he was looking for, a schema, you know, of like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. When I think of flowchart with podcasting 2.0, I think of, something I've wanted for a long time is like a motion. This sounds like, I sound so much like an old man when I say this, like a motion graphic, like that's a dumb term, but like a graphical representation of the flow of Satoshis as they go through the value for value network system, with motion showing the flow.
Everything.
Yes.
Where money goes in. Kind of thing. Yeah. For value, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's just the one, but that's like one piece of the pie.
You're really talking more about a visual description of the API.
I'll double check with him because I told him, I said, I bet I'm going to have to do it. And so I may have more questions. But, you know, and I will probably have questions for you, Dave, as I start to kind of understand. And then, you know, try and figure it. I mean, I will try and figure it. I went to Montessori. So I learned
kinesthetic learner.
Is that where you learn how to eat clay and stuff during the day?
I did eat dirt, but no, that's why my immune
Montessori
system's
so good. Kids are cool, man. They get it. They get
it's, it. It's you're really well taught. The funny thing is when I meet someone at a party, I can tell instantly if they're Montessori or not.
Yeah.
It's very weird. It's like, it's kind of a superpower.
Well, there's something else now, when you hit the parties, because you'll have a new glow about you. Hold on. Dave, grab this. You got that sword?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait.
I'm going to grab that because we now need to officially pronounce the KU as Dame Jennifer of the Pimp Database. That is now your official name.
Very nice.
And, running with scissors. Here's your scissors. Here's your scissors. Yep. Yes. Your sash, your scissors.
Yeah.
We really appreciate this, Jennifer. And of course, we're here for anything. Anything you need, let us know and we'll jump in and whatever we can.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to down the road. It's not something we need to obviously solve today, but then how do we start, you know, organizing the presentation of what these developers have come up with and then some kind of voting process? Do we do like a Sweet 16 and, you know,
Sweet 16? Like
oh, well, I like that. That's like, yeah, like the tournament, the NCAA tournament type.
Not familiar.
Yeah, well, you have like, you know, you have a bracket of 64, then it goes, the winners go to 32, then to 16 teams, then to 8, then to 4, then to the finals.
Oh,
that's
I
what
see.
You're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're kind of pairing...
Brackets, that's what it's
yeah, for. Brackets, yeah. There's the word. Thank you. So, you know, that's something else, but I mean, we're not there. Like, right now, I think the primary thing is get people involved and interested who, if they heard about it and could get their head around it, would love to contribute. Oh, and what's the money? Like, can we start saying that there's money, there's a bounty, or is there
well,
not
it's
one?
Well, it's going to be value for value. The voting will be done with Satoshis, I would presume.
Mm-hmm. But here's the plan. The only plan I've come up with for the sats, for the prize money is create. I like your idea for like a bracket or whatever, you know, have some sort of initial voting that goes through where you could get it down to maybe four projects. And then we could create like four different podcasts with each a description, like just one episode, just describing what the project is, and then have everybody send sats to the project that they think is the winner, and then just add up whoever gets the most sats is the winner, and then they get the prize, they get the whole kitty. That was the only thing I had. There may be a much better way, and I'm open to all that. We could just, you know. We could. The other alternative is just.
How about this? And, change the future and win valuable prizes.
That's like the selling.
There it is,
pitch.
Right there. Yeah. Okay. Change the future and win valuable prizes.
Well, we could just say, you know, put a dollar value on it, $500, $1,000.
No,
whatever.
No, value for value. No, value for value. You watch. This is okay. We're going to figure this out real quick. These things present themselves.
Okay.
I would not start off with, hey, we got, you know, first of all, we don't have $500. We can't promise anything.
True. That's true.
And, you know, it's like people should be here for the fun of it. Normally, people pay you to come to the hackathon.
What do you think? What do you think about doing it purely through podcasting at Boosts?
Yeah, something like that. I like that a lot.
And you have four different podcasts or a podcast per project, and it's just one episode. Like, this project is about the alternate enclosure tag and blah 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 blah, and then they just vote. That sounds extremely boring.
No, that does. That sounds like a shit idea. We're gonna have to think about it. Let's stick a pin in it, everybody. I don't know how to do that yet. Hackathons? There's not always money involved in a hackathon, is there?
I don't know. I would want money.
Or lots of free pizza, maybe.
I thought that people just, like fans of some technology, they go and do a hackathon. And it's about getting together and doing it.
Yeah, this is all virtual, though. There's no...
I know, right. but is that not the actual kind of... idea of a hackathon? So what if it's virtual?
I think you're right, yeah.
So what if it's virtual? Right. What difference does that make?
Yeah, but you
because it's virtual, you got to pay people.
No, but I mean that. But here's it's not that, but it's the paying. The paying to me is more a function of putting on display the power of value of the value for value Lightning Network, and podcasting 2.0 value tag. Like it's
I agree with that. But there's two things. One is if we say up front, oh, there's going to be a prize. No, we can't say that. Value for value reward, whatever. We still have to figure out the mechanism because, someone sends 5 million sats to one project, can the other projects ever be a winner? And you got to put some parameters in there.
Well, see, that's okay. So here's when I said create four podcasts or two podcasts or whatever this is, my idea was that we have a wallet that's going to receive these sats and we are watching in the voting, the SAT voting. Then when the winner is determined, then we send all those SATs to the winner.
I understand. But how do you determine the winner?
Yeah, through whoever gets the most SATs.
No, but that's what I mean. That's not going to work because whoever gets the most SATs is like, okay, so I'm a big baller and I really like this project and I send 10 million SATs. Who else is going to win?
Right. It's going to be your friend.
Yeah. So we have to come up with some. I like the idea of maybe
gaming, like gaming it. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Like gaming it. Totally. We have to be careful of that. So maybe
you just have donations of, if you want to give toward the bounty to encourage development, great. Here you go. Put it to this. Donated this time or put this in your boost or whatever. And then the voting be completely separate and it be, however you want to
do a blue ribbon
the
panel
voting. I don't know that I haven't really thought through. I kind of like the community voting, but I also think maybe it does just need to be like a board, quote unquote.
All right. I gotta read some boostergrams because people are tripping out now. No, not at all. Not at all. But we're lit, of course. And here, right off the bat, Todd Cochran, 10,000 sats. Blueberry will commit to contributing to cash pool if this is the way you want to go.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Well, just send us the cash. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, we'll make sure it gets to the right place, Todd.
Wink, wink.
Floydian Slips, 3,200. People go to hackathons because they are passionate about a project. They aren't bounty hunting events. And that's kind of what I thought. But I like the idea of using the value tag. Maybe it's putting someone in your splits. I mean, there's all kinds of things. We just got to work on that. Paytar, 50,000 sats. Congratulations, Dame Jenny Bear. Okay, ooh. I'm not quite sure.
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Booper of Noses, 800 sats. Thank you, Booper of Noses. And then, holy moly, Darren O'Neill.
Go podcasting!
Baller! Shot caller! 20th place on the Impala!
100,001 sats from Darren O.
Wow.
Who says, oh yeah, you're a big draw. It's a pleasure to hear Dame Jennifer bringing some levity to an otherwise non-funny show.
Hey,
go podcasting!
Go podcasting!
Oh, that's going to be on my headstone.
2222 from Macintosh, who says, missing the show live today. I'm sure it'll be awesome. Hit me with Go Podcasting,
go
please.
Go Podcasting!
We got Boobery with the oh-so-religious 7777, the Striper Boost. Hey, Dame Jennifer, can't wait for a Nashville Roller Rink meetup part two.
Yeah, I met him in February.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sam Sethi responding Dave with another 1,000 sats. We do have transcripts. Occasionally it's missing. Occasionally it's missing. But Podland does. It does. Okay.
Oh, my apologies. My sincere apologies.
Captain Egghead, go V for V with a row of ducks. 2222. Thank you. Let me see. Well, oh my goodness. There you go. We have Booberry, and Booberry also hits it hard.
Shakala, 20 inch blades on the Impala.
100,001 equaling Darren O'Neill. BTS will be live following this Cummings No Agenda on Sunday. Come get some action on bandradio.live or a nude podcast app, nudepodcastapps.com. We'll be rocking out hard with the Gematria Boost Bot in the green room chats. These goats are going to sacrifice themselves.
This Gematria Boost Bot thing, he explained it later. And it's like there's a certain code. If you send boosts of a certain amount, it ends up displaying a certain emoji string.
And it fires a different sound as well.
Yeah, and so it's like a game trying to decipher the right thing to send.
That's the shit I expect out of a hackathon.
Yeah.
That's boost bots. These are, by the way, these are pretty good examples. These are cool hackathon things. Leaderboards. My goodness. Voting. How about a voting system?
Yeah.
A voting system would be great. Yes, it would be handy. Exactly. It would be very handy.
Yeah.
Pfeiffer, there's nothing like a dame, especially when it's Dame Jennifer.
There is nothing like a dame.
Still my second favorite, maybe my favorite animated No Agenda. I did that really early. I think it might be the second one I ever posted.
Yes.
And I every once in a while, it'll come up in my recommendations and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll watch that one. It's cute. Yeah. Anyway.
Let me see. Sam Sethi again, 1,000 sets. Hi, chaps and Jennifer. I know you start about now, my Friday night. I have my notification set in Podverse. I see the lit go live while waiting, but where, how can I see what actual time you go live in the apps? Well, there is a scheduled time that is posted. I guess it's not surfacing.
Yeah, I guess Podverse doesn't. Yeah, I guess it doesn't display that. I wonder if CurioCaster does.
I'm going right now. Stephen B. I'm going right now. Let me see.
Stephen B. Does CurioCaster show? I'm talking directly to Podverse because I know he's in the chat room.
Sorry.
And he will tell me if CurioCaster shows the time of the upcoming.
I can't see that now because we're already live. Okay. Engage stream engage. Let's rock. 1,000 sats from Lehman Creations. Thank you very, very much.
Marv Hess says, yes, CurioCaster does display the upcoming time. I guess Podverse just doesn't.
Another 7777 from Pfeiffer. Obligatory plug for the Sunday morning 2-hour folk hour on the No Agenda stream. Live Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Okay. These plugs are very interesting. Let's see. We have another 1,000 from Sam Sethi. And then 10,001 from Boobery. Podverse boosting for mobile feels so permissionless. Totally pimp-pilled, Mitch. Congrats. Oh, there you go.
These are pimp-pilled?
Pimp-pilled, yeah.
Okay, that's a good phrase.
And then thanks to Midas for the 20,069 sats sent pre-show, and he just says, what up, nerds?
Oh. What up?
And let's see, 3,200 now from Floydian Slips. Per Dame Jennifer's request, I switched to No Agenda's category from comedy to news.
Oh, no.
1948 sats from Brian of London. Hello, Brian of London. He says, let me tell you about coin voting. And he has a little sun emoji with the sunglasses because, of course, that means that we have to do this in Hive.
Hive, yes.
Oh, right. Of course.
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
It's just not going to happen. No, of course.
Although Podping seems really cool.
I was going to say, any cool app from anything, I don't care. As long as it's integrating with what we're doing, it's great. Absolutely. Yeah. It's great. Yeah, Podping is beyond. It's incredible sometimes to read these comments, which are completely egged on by Brian of London himself.
Of course.
You know, people going like, hey, man. This podcasting 2.0, they're building their database with Hive. That's a shitcoin, man.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, Louise, people. Like, there was a whole thread Roy forwarded me today. The LN URL guys are all like, well, how come we don't have value for value with LN URL?
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and Boomy was in the thread from Albie and Roy. And Roy's like, well, you know, it would work, but, you know, we're doing up to 10 splits now. And the Alan URL, you know, it's just one of those really emotional conversations. And I have to say, Roy and Boomy, they talked him off. And he's like, okay, good. I'm going to go learn Keysend. But it's, well, it's those things sometimes, you know, people get real passionate about technology, especially because LNURL has been around. It's very for enlightening standards and ancient protocol. And they've gone really far with LN bits and all this stuff. It's just there are some significant differences to it for us.
LNURL auth. I mean, all these that the same thing. It's the same thing, though. It's always the same thing. Go build something.
Yes, please build it. Exactly.
Don't right. complain about not. Don't complain about things not existing. Just make it exist.
Mm-hmm.
That's still the age old problem with people not understanding open source is that it's not about asking for things. It's about making the thing.
Right.
And that's what that's the hackathon.
Well, but what I've noticed, notice it extremely obvious on the consumer side, but also I think to some degree on the developer side. You know, we've been so spoiled with Silicon Valley companies being funded with very cheap money, which is over. With all kinds of apps and things that pop up and are free and it's all expected to work immediately. And I'm not even going to, but this morning, Tina went, this app, piece of shit. I'm like, holy crap, what's going on? Every time I want to do this, it freezes. And I was just letting it go because, you know, and I wasn't trying to be defensive, but I immediately go into defensive mode. Like, well, this is like two guys or one guy. And, you know, it's people, it's the same with, I don't understand 2.0, I understand value for value, I don't get it. You know, and people are not, they're used to it being spoon-fed, stuck in their face, completely managed, completely helped. And developers, I think, sometimes also have this idea of like, well, listen, index guys, why don't you do LNURL, just implement it? You know, not knowing at all, what we're about or how this works or what we're trying to accomplish. It's the modern age of technology. People have been extremely spoiled. And, you know, it's like, this, like people upgrade their phones every year.
Right.
Are you kidding me? So.
Well, iPhone in the mail. It was just like an anonymous gift. So really? I know. People send me stuff all the time.
Where do I get in on that? Like, how do I get in on that action?
Start making cartoons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, you got to start a podcast without me. No, it's like Tina and I, we get all kinds of cool stuff, cutting boards, bottles of wine, you know, you name it.
Yeah.
We really do the show for the alcohol.
Well, it's super fun that way.
Yeah.
Cutting board. That sounds useful.
Shall we thank some more of our value for value donors, Dave? And I would like to say I'm so delighted to hear the leading podcasting podcasts all soaking in value for value. I hear New Media Show, Podland, Pod News, doing Boostagram segments, it's like, I love it.
That's cool.
Oh yeah. Well, and the money's getting better. People are understanding higher amounts, and that's why we do have some cutoffs because of course there's a lot of, people do a lot of comments for low SAT numbers on Fountain. But it's kind of working. It's interesting because I hear Podland, I'll hear James do not Podland, Pod News. And it sounds like he's just getting, 10 sats, 20 sats, 80 sats from people leaving comments on a daily episode. And he's not really pitching. It's a short show, so I understand. He's not really pitching value for value. Whereas in Podlands, I think the numbers are much higher.
Mm-hmm.
I caught him actually saying, if you get some value from this show, I'm like, whoa, okay, go James. Oh,
there we go. Yeah.
Nine set, yeah. On that, just real quick before we do the donations, on that thing, about the apps and about we had a really good discussion with Pocket Casts, the people from Pocket Casts.
Yes, first Automatic and then Pocket Casts. Yes, we did. And
early in the week, and they were gracious enough to have a Zoom call with us, and we pitched all the podcasting 2.0 stuff to them.
I'll tell you the pitch. We would like you to declare the namespace, the podcast namespace, in every single product you have. Including Pocket Cast, WordPress, everything. And yeah, they went, and literally they went, well, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So anyway, we're waiting. This is a Todd Cochran moment. We're waiting just to get some confirmation on them. We can just talk about a couple things because it was very informal. Yeah. We just don't want to violate any trust at this point. But we're super pleased. I've known Matt for a long time, but he really did build a company with people who give a shit, and they really care about open source. They care about open systems. And that's what they do, obviously.
I will say confidently that Pocket Cast is in fantastic hands with being owned by Automatic.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I can't think of a better place for them to have landed than this.
And agreed.
Good things are going to come out of this. I mean, one thing I can say about our talk with them is that they already knew about the stuff. I mean, or excuse me, on the Pocket Cast side, they already knew about podcasting 2.0 and had plans around it. They had a lot, you know, the Automatic transition's been big and stuff. So they got to get through some stuff, but they already knew about the stuff, and it was a really helpful Zoom call to be able to just dig into the details because they knew generally about everything, but they didn't know a lot of the details. And we did some deep dives on the different tags and the way things work and stuff, and really just got to talk, you know.
But what I liked the most about it is they really saw, I mean, it was a no-brainer for them. They're like, well, so people are publishing with this extra data and these features, yes? Mm-hmm. Well, why wouldn't we? That sounds, they also like, that's stupid not to.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that how many feeds there are out there that declare the podcast namespace. It's, you know, 400,000 plus at this point. Yeah. That's a lot.
Wow.
Did you ever have a chance to check, Dave, and see of those 400,000, how many are in the 90-day count of updates?
I've not done that.
That would be something cool to see if 2.0 feeds are updated more frequently or what percentage they are of that number. It may be very small. I don't know. But the point is, when you have people creating content, possible 140,000 or whatever it is at Buzzsprout, another 100,000 at RSS.com, I don't know, 200,000, I have no idea. Hundreds of thousands can put in all kinds of tags, a lot. These guys have, and people are doing it. This is why I was so confident to say within a year, Apple will have implemented one or multiple namespace tags. And the reason why is, if they don't, they're not business people. Then they have no business. Right. And if Apple knows anything, they know how to run a business. It's insane. I mean, everyone is going to adopt this. Everyone will, except maybe Spotify. They may not, but you know. So if you want a competitive advantage when the creators are making it, they're putting it in there. Well, there you go.
Yeah, listen to your girl Friday. She'll tell you what's up.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
I would love to go back to Pocket Cast as my daily driver. It used to be, I love the user experience.
Oh, why did you drop it? Yeah, because of 2.0 features?
Yeah, because I wanted to play around with 2.0. I wanted to support the project. And so I move around, but I still have it installed on all my devices. I still love it. So that's cool. I can't wait to hear more.
What do you love about it? Because that would help.
That's good.
Developers listen to the show and they need to know these things.
Okay. The original reason that I subscribed, paid for a subscription was that it across any device I was synced up. So if I start listening to No Agenda on my phone and then I come to my PC and then I go later on my iPad, the app knew
where
that
were.
I was, which I loved. It's you have lots of options per podcast option. So there are certain ones that I want to be alerted. There are certain ones that I want to automatically download and add to the queue. So they have this really nice queue that you can establish and you can say, I want to put this at the beginning of the queue or the end of the queue. I love that.
Oh, okay. Advanced queue management.
I'm a huge fan. Nice. Yeah. I am a huge, huge fan of Pocket Casts, and every once in a while I still dip my toe in because I'm like, oh, Pocket Casts.
There's no shame in that game. Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. And they just make it really easy to subscribe to, you know, if you have the RSS feed, it's like, as long as you know how to find that, it's easy. Because I, as a test, for one of the first things I did when I went on No Agenda Tube was I put the RSS feed into Pocket Casts and said, do they support video? Sure enough, it worked. Oh. And I just put in the, yeah. Okay. So they've been supporting video for a while, because I did that. It's been over 2 years. Okay. So I'm a huge, huge Pocket Casts fan. So that's exciting.
Oh, good. Well,
we're excited.
Hopefully
too.
They are listening to the show and they will hear that you fervently desire there to be.
Me.
Very, very interesting though. The reasons that you were drawn to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of stuff. Hearing listeners describe why they like certain apps. That is so valuable, because it's one thing to get a request for something from somebody and it says, hey, can you please support X feature? Right. It's another thing to hear a sort of case study where you can listen to a user who loves an app describe exactly why they love the app. Right. Because then you may not want to replicate that. That may not be the identity that you're looking for in your app, but you can understand the thinking there and say, okay, I may be able to take this and adapt my app to do something like this that gives the same feeling, but for my audience and the way I want to do things. And right. Then you can expand your user base that way. I think it's just valuable, very valuable. We're going to do some donations, some booster grants.
Yes. And thank you in advance, everybody who pre-boosted. And of course you can go to podcastindex.org, bottom of the page. There's a big red button, donate button. You can still reach us with your Fiat fun coupons. Almost no one does anymore. We do appreciate those monthlies.
We really blew it out.
Really appreciate the month. We blew out the monthlies.
No. The PayPal.
It's not used anymore. Everyone's just boosting, right?
No, this was a strong PayPal week. No,
okay. What happened?
Good. Oh, all right. No, we hit it hard. I mean, I don't know what the call went out. Evidently, I don't think it was us. Maybe Dreb put something in the chapters because
we got some help. Puppy. Okay. All right. Yes. All right.
Right off the top, Raw Voice Blueberry Podcasting sent us $250.
Whoa! Ooh. Oh, man!
Shot caller, 20 inch blaze on the Impala.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah. All right, Blueberry.
Thank you for what you are doing, the Blueberry team.
Oh, thank you, Blueberry team.
Thank you, Blueberry team.
They're a handsome team.
They are. It's a beautiful team. Richard, let's see. Wait. Me. This is anonymous. He says, he sent us $200 and he says, it's been a while, so I will send via old style of transfer. I still have not been able to understand how I'm going to keep track of the boost transactions for the IRS effectively, just helping out anonymously. Okay. So that's not something you have to worry about.
For sending. No.
For sending. When you donate, when you give away SATs, you don't. That is not something that you have to then convert to monetary value, convert to US dollar value at the moment, and then account for that as income on your taxes. You are gifting that asset to another person. And so it's a non-transaction on your part. The receiving party has to count that as income
at the value at that time.
Right. Yes. So that's, you don't have to go through anything complicated.
And also, it's not it's not charitable, therefore not tax deductible, in case that was what you were saying.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
We're no charity, damn it. We're going broke in a capitalist way.
I was going to say, you're still not anonymous. Profit, but, you know.
No, we like profit. We just don't expect it. This is a difference.
Yes. Down the road.
It's a mindset.
Yeah.
thank poverty. You very much. It's a vow of poverty. Anonymous. Yep, got $100 from Ed Ryan of Radio Inc.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, and he says, save the chickens. Yep. The the chickens are still strong. They were still too, they were too strong in the back of, in the backyard when I got here. So we're still good. $100 from New Media Productions. And it says, hey guys, Todd Cochran here. Oh. Go podcasting.
Oh,
go podcasting.
Wow. Professionally and privately. Thank you, man.
Well, nice. this makes me think that Todd doesn't know that the Blueberry team donated $250. They basically went into his wallet when he wasn't looking.
Right?
Got $250.
Hey, Dad's not looking. I got an idea. Yeah.
And then he showed up to the office and said, "Hey guys, I donated $100 to Podcasting 2.0." And they're like, "Oh,
uh-oh.
Okay.
it's so appreciated. I mean, from Todd, but also from his team. That's really nice. I like that. I mean, that's how it's supposed to work. This is how value for value works. We come up with shit, we host it, and then they have to do all the work.
Mm-hmm. As a security professional, though, I do have to recommend that Todd change his PayPal password because his team is evidently
right. Doing things behind his back. Just saying.
$50 from our buddy Dave Jackson at the School of Podcasting.
Hey, Dave Jackson, thank you so much. Also, you know, he's in for round two, Podcasting 1.0. He taught tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people how to podcast. He's back doing it with Podcasting 2.0.
Throwing out videos. Fun discussion the other night with the Podcasting Power Hour.
Oh yeah, I checked into that. That was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the format. I hate Twitter Spaces.
No, me neither. What I think is so funny is that, you know, you have people who are listeners, and then, you know, and they get to ask a question, and then just go on for hours and hours about themselves. It's like, I don't know, man. I don't kind of like that format that much.
This is boring.
Yeah.
This
is boring. Like, especially the guy who's like, well, I can talk. I got no problem talking. You see, I just need to be able to hit one button on my phone. And that button, that just kind of, the podcast has got to be on, because that's what I need. I can tell you I can talk for hours and hours. That's not the problem.
Oh. I was like, yes, I believe that.
Yeah.
That is the problem, actually.
No shit.
But that was interesting. I appreciate them asking me on, and fun questions. Good chance to explain some value for value type.
You're always such a pleasant voice to listen to in an interview. Thank you,
brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of NPR vibe to it, but in a good way.
Does it?
But in like a smoky cigar kind of green visor kind of way. So it's like, so imagine you dim the lights and just one naked bulb. No, a desk lamp with one of those flexible necks. And Dave's got his green visor on. He's in front of his monitor and he's smoking. Like, well, let me tell you about the namespace.
We've got a donation from
There it is.
Oystenberg.
Oystenberge.
Oystenberge. $49.99.
Okay, it's not working for me, Dave.
Okay,
it's
all right. Oystenberge. Say it again.
Oystenberge. Mm-hmm, I think so.
Okay. $49.99.
Thank you.
And the note is donation.
And our reply is thanks.
Yes, thank you. We got some boosts.
Let's get our boost on.
Booberry sent a 1776 through Fountain, and he says snip first. Okay, don't know what that means,
but I don't know, but boost. You got it. Snip first.
Lavish sent $99.99, and he through Fountain, and he says survival cash.
Well, right, we need
still
that.
Not sure, yes. Still not following that. Yeah. Mitch, let's see. that's a test boost. That's a very long, complicated test boost. Meetus, sent 3333 through Fountain. He says, boost for humanity. Roy Scheinfeld.
Roy is back. Now, he started texting me, very angry.
He did. He was not angry.
I always boost. It's on Dave. This is all on Dave. It's on Dave. Yeah, I'm going to read it verbatim. Hold on a second.
He was not angry in his text to me.
He says, all right, here. I can be. Should I do the Israeli accent?
Yes.
Adam, I can be distracted, but I will never forget the boost. If you don't see my boost, it's on Dave. I sent him the boost to check.
This is not Israeli, by the way. This is French or something. I don't know
what that was.
Yeah, that's a Pink Panther or something. I don't know what that is.
My actual Hebrew sounds better than that.
Yes, it does. Yeah, I've witnessed your Hebrew. It's actually quite compelling
for a non-Hebrew speaker.
That's right. 54,321 sats from Roy, and I managed to read it this time.
Okay,
he says, check out the new podcast features in Breeze. Up next, my top podcasts and different layouts.
Yeah, you can do a tiled layout of all the different. I love that. I love the tiled layout of all the images, the cover art, because no agenda always changes. It's always something different. I love that tile. That's cool. And also, they improve something with the syncing to the graph much faster. You know, so sometimes
with
Breeze, you know, you'd start playing and it wouldn't be paying anything. And like, what's going on? You do, you know, go to menu, developer, get info.
And your phone start heating up.
That's a feature.
Cook an egg on it.
That's a feature. I put it in my back pocket. I'm like, my butt gets hot. I know I'm finally sending sats.
Let's see.
Thank you, Roy.
And I also have a make good because Roy did boost last week, 54,321. I have yet to decode the note, though, because I ran out of time. So there will be make good two. There will be double make good next week when I decode his note.
No, we'll give him extra boost then.
Yes. I love you, Roy, and it is on me. 2,500 sats from Mike Dell, and he says, go podcasting.
Yo, 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 yo.
Go podcasting!
George Orwell sent us 1111 through Fountain. He says, do you guys know how many podcasts get on board to Podcasting 2.0 in a month? Yeesh. Mm. No.
Can I stop for 1 second? Mm-hmm. There is a delivery of beef. I just want to grab that.
Go for it. Go get the beef.
Is that from Texas Slim?
It is from KNC Cattle, yeah.
Nice.
But here's the conundrum. UPS was delivering two things today. One is the beef box. The other is a birthday present that Tina ordered for me, and she said, you absolutely cannot look at the box because when you see the box, you'll know what it is, and it won't be a surprise. And so, of course...
Did you see the box?
Well, I saw the guy walk by up to the front of the door. Yeah, Phoebe heard him too. And so I went without my glasses, which I had promised her. I peeked through, not the window itself, but through the shade, and I can see there's all kinds of boxes. So I can't pick it up. I'm going to have to wait until she comes home. I'm sure another 2.5 hours won't ruin the beef. It's not in direct sunlight, so no problem. No problem.
They ship it really well.
Look, everyone's like, what's in the box? Come on. No. Lie, Adam, lie. Open the box. I'm not going to do it.
Spill it.
Not going to do it at all. In fact, I'm going to text my wife right now. Okay.
Boostergram 13337 from the Mere Mortals podcast through Fountain in Kyron says, Dave putting on a clinic, Jones. That's right. That's what he called me in high school.
Putting on a clinic, really?
No, that's what I said last week. I said I'm going to put on a clinic. You doubted my skills in order to get through that.
Yes.
11111 from Forged Foe. It's a very gamer name. I think he must be a gamer. He or she. So, through Fountain says, I've got nothing to say. All right. Well, there you go.
Thank you very much.
Satoshi Stream 5552.
Ooh, nice.
And so he, she, they of Satoshi Stream says, I like Podcast Index.
Oh, we like it too. Thank you.
Yeah, we like you, Satoshi Stream. Gene Everett 3333 through Fountain, and he just says, boost with a couple of beers.
Boost.
Sorry.
And I don't know why now, as the French say, it is time for le boost.
I don't know what happened there. Let me try this. This'll fix it.
Layman Creations. our buddy Andy sent us 1,000 sats through Castomatic. Says, you didn't hurt my feelings, Dave. I said you could leave it. It wasn't a huge deal. Okay. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. He sent another 1,000 sats. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. Anonymous sent 3333 through Podverse and says, this must be from the Podverse team. Maybe Mitch. Says Podverse Mobile V for V is live in F-Droid
yes,
beta.
Yes, yes, cool. Yes, yes. It is. I'm really digging it. It works fantastic, except for the streaming sats per minute. It's responsive. Mm-hmm. I love that it comes through F-Droid since I'm running Graphene. No, it's cool.
1,000 sats from Chad Farrow. And Chad says, test boost from Podverse on F-Droid. And success. It worked. Auburn Citadel sent 49,490 through Fountain. And he says, Dame Jennifer boost, please. Do you have a Dame? Is there a Dame Jennifer
boost? Do we have a Dame Jennifer boost?
I have. Here's your cue to boost. You know you want to. I can
maybe that's what it is.
Here's your cue to boost. You know you want to.
That's what everybody wants.
That's right. 4242 from Pirate Hoddle. Through Fountain, he says, plus one for Team Nano. That's
right. No, Emacs.
No. Aww. That's crap. So when I say Nano, I actually am using Nano, but when I run it, what I type is Pico.
God, that's the word, Pico.
It's just Nano now. It's an alias.
Do you use Pine?
No.
You've never used Pine?
No.
Pine, the email client?
I've never used Pine. I've used Mutt, but I've never used Pine.
Yo, Mutt's my go-to, but Pine, I think Pine specifically comes with the Pico editor by default, I think.
My standard, and I'll do this till the day I die, is Pico-W for no word wrap. Like that's, and it's just, it is ingrained in my finger muscles that's all I can do.
Whereas I always start everything up with word wrap.
With word wrap?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Was Pine not email? What was Pine? I'm messing it up.
Barfat said Pine comes with Pico. So I guess it is, maybe it's the editor for Pine email.
Yes, what I thought, but Pfeiffer says Pine is not email. I thought Pine was email. I feel dumb now.
I don't know. Well,
it's not that important.
Stop the show.
No, don't stop. No, please don't stop the show. Whatever.
10,000 sass from River City Mystery through Fountain. He says, thank you for all you do for the podcasting community. I appreciate your efforts to ensure that podcasting remains a platform for free speech. Matt Deeg. Deeg. I'm going to say Deeg. Matt Deeg, River City Mystery, rivercitymystery.com.
All right.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. 3333 from Starship Alvis for Fountain. And he says, I can't wait for live tag functionality in Fountain. Boost!
Yo, boost!
Rasta Calavera gave us 2222 through Fountain. And he says, Nano gang, what up? Pew, pew. Go podcast.
Where are my Emacs bros at? Where are my VI sisters at? Come on, what's going on here?
It's my Nano sister from another mister on the other end here. Let's see, James Cridlin, 1001 sats through Fountain. He says, are you really quoting the Apple specification, which only ever refers to Apple? Because it's the Apple spec. To suggest, I love this. The incredulity is dripping off kind of this Instagram. Are you really quoting the Apple specification? Parentheses, which only ever refers to Apple because it's the Apple spec. Close parentheses to suggest that Apple has written a spec for the whole of podcasting. They have not. They have written a spec for Apple Podcast clients only. That is literally all Apple cares about. Yeah. I just want to get wide recognition here that I read this boostergram with the full amount, perhaps more amount of incredulity and sarcasm than he actually intended.
Yes, you'll get credit for that. Yes, well done.
Okay.
Well done.
Yes. And yes, that's exactly what I did, James. 3960 sats from Caspieland.
Thank you,
Caspieland. And he says,
boost!
Haha, love your Umbral Adventures. Thanks.
Yours are particularly fun, your Umbral Adventures.
Yeah, not fun is not what I would call it. Mitch, 2222, says one more test boost. Got it, Mitch.
Boost.
69 from Yale through Podverse. And he says, hell yeah, Podverse and Albeer live. Cheers from Gitmo Nation Wiener Schnitzel.
Boost.
Nice.
Let's see. We got flipping through some test boosts. Okay. Anonymous 4500 sats through Castomatic says, making up for playing the podcast with an empty wallet. I rarely look at the app when possible.
Yeah. When someone runs out of sats, you got to make that clear, devs.
Yeah. Yeah. There should be like a buzzer or something.
Make that a pimp.
Yeah. There you go.
Pimp 3, haptic feedback when your wallet runs dry.
Yes.
Starship Alvis, again, 3333 through Fountain. He says, keep doing what you do. And we will.
Nice.
C Dubs, 10,101 through the Podcast Index website.
Hey, love that. Cool. Yeah, it works.
Yeah. He says, boosting from podcastindex.com with Albie. Nice.
Fantastic.
Moritz from Albie sent us 2,100 sats through the Podcast Index website. It says, have fun at Podcast Moving in Dallas. Please spread the word about Podcasting 2.0 and value for value. We plan on it.
That's why we're going, bro.
Yeah.
To spread the word.
Brian of London in the Hive, DAO, 45,899.
Woo! Nice. Thank you.
He sent some Hebrew.
Oh.
And this is going to be, entertainment for Hebrew speakers as I butcher this. It says, Erev Tov Leroy Bimito.
Erev Tov means good evening. Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find this because did it go through the email?
No, it came directly off the node. It was a boostergram.
Oh, but when was it sent? I guess is my question.
I can copy and paste it into the signal chat.
Then, now you're talking.
If you want to give it a whirl.
Here we go. Erev Tov Leroy Bimich. So he's saying...
That's not a C. That's a T. No. B-E-M-I-T.
Mita. Now, what he says is, good evening, Roy, meet Mitch. That's exactly what it says.
But it's not. But that's not an M-I-T-C-H.
Of course
it's
not.
That's an M-I-T-O-H.
Hello, of course not. I have no idea what it says. I'm not... My Hebrew is extremely limited.
It's a Erev
Tov is good evening. That I actually know.
Okay, let's just do this. Let's Google Translate.
Oh, you really think you can? You just paste the.
I got
translate
it.
From Hebrew. Yeah, it works. Okay, what is it? Says, good it evening says, to Roy in his bed. Yeah, I knew I was close.
Oh, there we go.
That good works. Evening,
Roy in his bed.
We just pasted all those squigglies into Translate, and it did it. Yeah. Oh, I know why I couldn't. I forgot to read from right to left. That was my mistake.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was actually Mitch Rowe, Red Roy Gooding. Dreb Scott.
Oh, lovely.
Dreb Scott, 55,555 sats through Fountain.
Oh, beautiful, Dreb. Thank you so much.
Do you want to know what the boost message was?
Of course.
Boost!
You got it.
All right. You got the baller. You got the baller teed up?
Baller is ready.
All right. Lyceum through Fountain. Give us 221,905 sats.
Baller! Nice. Shot caller! 20-inch blaze on the Impala!
That's a quarter mil, bro!
It is.
Nice. Thank you.
And he says, Rand's Day boost. What is Rand's Day?
Oh, Ayn Rand Day.
R-A-N-D-S Day? Rand's Day?
Okay. Ayn Rand, yeah. Ayn Rand. Nice.
Okay. Was it her birthday or something?
I think so, yeah. Okay. What was the amount again, Dave?
221,905. Is that 519, maybe?
Let me see.
In backwards date, European format?
Ayn Rand Day. Let's, there's this thing.
May 19th.
Called the internet?
Yeah, there you go. Oh, no, Ayn Rand Day is February 2nd, so I don't know. Then I don't know what this is. Maybe he's talking about Rand, the military-industrial complex. I don't know.
Wait. Was she born in 1905?
Oh, hold on a second.
Because this is 221905.
Let me see. Ayn Rand was born in 1905.
No, I cracked Nailed the code.
It.
I got
Nicely
it.
Done.
Nice. Well done, Dave. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Ayn Rand's birthday, February 2nd, 1905. It was literally the second line in the boostergram. We wasted that.
Thanks. Thanks.
Okay. Please buy a beer for James Crittenden for adding the boost number to the boostergram numerology page. Best premise with your presentation at Podcast Movement in Dallas. Yeah. Go podcasting, Martin Lindeskog, co-host of the Secular Foxhole Podcast.
Go podcasting!
Thank you so much, Martin. Appreciate that so much. The Delimiter comic strip blogger.
Ah, there he is.
15,033. And he says, howdy to Adam and Dave. Likelihood of World War III still is significantly higher since evil Russia invaded whole Ukraine. So please enter AI.cooking in your web browser. Yes.
This is because this will save the world, you see.
Yes.
In philosophy, this is what you call a non sequitur.
Is Putin getting you down? Put AI.cooking into your browser and everything will go away.
Make Putin angry. Enter AI.cooking into your web browser. So please enter AI.cooking in your web browser or podcatcher to relax from that looming war with silky voice of Gregory William Forsyth Foreman from Kent.
So positive.
Stay safe.
Yes.
With Rocco's Basilisk. Yo, what is Rocco's Basilisk?
I don't know, but...
I'm not looking at that. There's been too many, too many Google searches on this podcast. Right.
I also, I do the intro for that. Just, you know, he never mentions me.
For AI.cooking?
Yeah. All I do is I say the episode number. A podcast about cooking. No, just kidding about artificial intelligence.
He never says listen to the silky voice of Dame Jennifer.
Of the exactly. Pimp database. No. Never.
No. Well,
I think he has to make good on that. Just saying.
We got some monthlies.
Monthlies. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for participating in Value for Value, using the apps, newpodcastapps.com, sending the value, boosting, boostergramming, streaming sats. We have Liftoff. We love you.
Monthly PayPal subscriptions. Derek J. Visker, great name, $21. David Norman, our buddy at Hypercatcher, $25. Paul Saltzman, $22.20. Thank you, Paul. Damon Kasajak, $15. Longtime supporter. Thank you, Damon. Jeremy Gerrards, $5. Timothy Hudgens, my buddy, $25. And Thomas Sullivan Jr., $5.
And thank you all so much. And a reminder that some of you may be eligible for a Podcasting 2.0 certified t-shirt, depending on your donation amounts. What's the 125? Is that the level, Dave?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's $125, not 125 cents, by the way.
Yeah, correct. If you're going to Podcast Movement, you know, maybe something to look cool in, just saying. Hey, are we going to wear any cool to you? Are we going to coordinate Bobsy Twin style? Hi, I'm Adam and Dave. We're Adam and Dave. Look at our t-shirt. How about I'm with him and you do, I'm with him.
Ask me about podcasting 2.0 on the back.
Yeah, exactly. It says on the front, it says, ask me about podcasting 2.0. On the back, it says, boost me, bitch. I'm telling you, that's how we should roll.
You almost let that out of the bag. I'm glad you pulled it back.
That was
actually an accident. Okay, I'll tell you what happened. This is very bad. I spit on my screen when I said boost me, bitch. No. I'm like, let me just rub that off with my finger.
It's a touchscreen.
It is a touchscreen. Yes.
Yeah. You've saved that one from disaster because that's for episode 100.
Hey, it's coming up. Two more episodes. 100. Oh, it's going to be fun. What are we doing for 100?
I'll have to record something that's very innocuous and innocent to counteract with the math jingle.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Whistle the introduction to Andy Griffith or something. Dame Jennifer informed me earlier that it's terrible that episode 100 is not the episode we're doing at Podcast Movement when we've hit the off by one problem.
You're right. It could have
been great.
Yeah, And we're just going to, it's just going to be you and me, right? No guests. We're not going to let anyone weasel in on our action.
No.
Okay, good.
No, they can stay in the hall.
Exactly. Yeah, we should have like monitors outside in the hall so they can sit there and listen to us.
The overflow room.
The overflow room. Exactly. Yeah. All right. Do we have anything else? Jennifer, again, thank you so much for,
of course,
for being here. Thank you for offering your help with the hackathon. Thank you for becoming the dame of the PIMP database. But just thank you for being a really super nice person and always jumping 100%. In and you're good energy, real good energy. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Dave, a little less good energy, but I do love you, brother.
Hey.
I know. No, don't hit me with the scissors. All right, everybody, that's it. Boost a lot. You help Dame Jennifer out as well. We'll see you next time at the board meeting for Podcasting 2.0.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Boost, boost, boost.
Go podcasting!
Boost.